Let's go to the newsline right now. We have ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan joining us. And Jim, I think the entire world saw that dramatic and just tragic video of the pileup in Texas that claimed a half dozen lives. And now we're understanding that this is sparking a lot of investigative interest.
Yes, there are several Texas lawmakers now who are calling for an investigation, Shannon, of why that stretch of pavement was not properly treated before the snow and ice came along. The private company that manages that section of express lane, it wasn't the main highway on Interstate 35, but the express lane, and it's maintained by a private firm that insists that it had been treating the area all over the county, the parts that it's responsible for 2 days before the ice, the freezing rain came. So there's a bit of a dispute there. And so at least three lawmakers are calling for a probe to see exactly what happened. Was the area treated? Was it treated properly? And was it treated soon enough before that big crash happened that it would have made any difference? Some of the firefighters who were out there, Shannon, said that they were slipping all over the place. Some of them fell and were injured because the pavement was that slippery just to walk on. You can imagine what would happen when a car came along.
And I noticed something because here in Colorado, we have express lanes. We, in fact, have one that's being built right now. But there are not those concrete barriers between the express lane and the regular traffic. So if there is a bunched up traffic there, it's not just in one lane with nowhere to go, nowhere to get off the road, nowhere to, you know, have cars go other than in that one lane. Are people going to be, you think, looking at the design of this in the future?
Well, potentially, I would think that would be one thing that would spring out of that. Yeah, there's just no place to go. So once the first car spun out, there was really no place for that motorist to drive. There wasn't a shoulder or some way to be protected from oncoming traffic. So it was bound to get hit. It was hit by another car. And then 18-wheelers and all sorts of pickup trucks and other cars were piling in behind it. And eventually 133 vehicles were involved, and six people were killed. Some 60 were hurt. So, yeah, there's just not much place to go with those concrete barricades or those barriers on either side of the express lane.
And, Jim, kind of switching gears a little bit, I know we've also talked about so much of the nation being in this just downright cold plunge, and Texas included in all of that, and we're even seeing some rolling blackouts across the Lone Star State due to this blast of cold weather.
Right. Yeah, it's unusually cold. I'm standing outside right now. It's 5 degrees out here, which is remarkably cold for this part of the world. Hasn't been this cold in about 10 years. The state agency or the private firm that handles the grid here in Texas is instituting those rolling blackouts just to keep the grid from overloading. About half of the state's wind turbines are frozen in place. They're not doing any good in generating. Natural gas is in short supply. So, unfortunately, the grid is in danger of an overload because of historic demand that's coming right now just to keep homes and businesses heated, Andrew.
Wow. Just a domino effect. It seems like one problem following another, because it wasn't so long ago that we were talking about, flooding from hurricanes. So it seems like Texas is really bearing the brunt of a lot of the nation's very difficult weather. Thank you so much. Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent, reporting out of Dallas. And you get yourself inside if it's 5 degrees there. Warm up. Get some coffee or hot cocoa or something.